Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sheriff on today. I did talk to him, and not a lot of big news stories, so we'll wait till next week to catch up with him. But what do you prefer to hear right now, John? A warm your heart story, a interesting / controversial question, or something incredibly stupid that Gavin Newsom said?
Well, I was going to say interesting.
David came in here in the break and he said, you know what, when you don't have something, like when something's scheduled but it's not going to happen, you should have a little wheel of alternatives. You should spin it and be like the wheel of fugitive talk show topics, you know, and then we can figure out what we're going to do. I have so many, but you got any lean on that?
I was going to say interesting, but then when you said Gavin
Newsom,
that kind of changed my opinion.
Okay,
there.
So the interesting one, I could do that. So I can get them both in. Okay. I'll do what I can, okay?
All right.
I take you now to Atlanta, where yesterday Gavin Newsom was talking with Mayor Andre Dickens, who's black. Gavin Newsom, in case you don't know, is white. And in a predominantly black audience, Gavin Newsom is trying to build rapport with them and, you know, explain that he's not any better than them and, you know, he's not trying to be all high and mighty and all of that. And so his way of bonding with the black audience in Atlanta was,
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be in.
So his way of bonding with the black audience was to explain that he's just like them, illiterate and bad on the SAT. What was the old George W. Bush line? The soft bigotry of low expectations. Maybe Steve Martin said it right.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
What is Gavin Newsom saying in this audience? I'm no better than you. We're all dumb together. A little bit of criticism coming his way. I just leave that one out there for you. You do with it whatever you like. You know, it's funny how I was talking to somebody yesterday about how, you know, the things you don't intend to say, but you say them because they're you, and you think you're doing something nice, you know, you're self-effacing and trying to bond with somebody, and you inadvertently acknowledge that your view of the people that you're bonding with is super insulting, and you're white and they're black. Okay. So switching to, how was that, John? Is that,
That was,
And just like that, the presidential hopeful's candidacy for Gavin Newsom seems to have changed a little bit in the last 24 hours. What else do we have going on? This is a little thing, but I feel like, I don't know how we missed. This was on my, like, make sure you say this today list last, Wednesday. And then I didn't say it on Wednesday, and then I didn't say it on Thursday, and then I didn't say it on Friday. So I'm going to make it up today. 1842, this is last Wednesday, the 18th. Legislative Council of the Territory of Florida created Santa Rosa County. Try to remember these little things. 3 years later, in 45, Florida was admitted to the Union as a state, so 184 years young. So well done, Santa Rosa County. Also, it was the birthday of John Hughes, who I just mentioned because I think like nobody else in history, John Hughes probably shaped my generation. John Hughes movies, I mean, National Lampoon's Vacation, Christmas Vacation, Mr. Mom, 16 Candles, Weird Science, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, Uncle Buck, some of them later on. But, you know, he helped launch the careers of Michael Keaton, Bill Paxton, Matthew Broderick, Macaulay Culkin, and the Brat Pack Group, which is Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ally Sheedy. So, and he, you know, had a birthday. He's 76 years young. I think that would be right. Anyway, so that's small things. But I told you the other topic we would talk about. Mm-hmm. CivicCon's tonight, right? They're going to talk about parking. I saw a very interesting pair of articles talking about housing and the kind of housing we choose to live in. Now, I have not decided whether I agree or disagree with this, but here's one piece of the puzzle. The first piece of the puzzle was that a study comes out indicating, or research indicating, that people who live in bigger houses aren't necessarily happier, and in fact, might actually be more unhappy than people who live in small homes or live close to other people. The average newly built American home, more than 940 square feet per person, has gone up from about 550 square feet in 1973, so you think that's good. Homes are bigger. Typical single-family home has grown to 2,400 square feet. The number of people living in them has fallen to a record low of 2.5. So we're making fewer people and we're making bigger houses. And the question is, are we better off because of it? Are we happier because of it? And the research is that people are initially, when you get a big home, which these days is just a normal home, you're happy right at first. And then after a little while, you're kind of back to where you were. And you're spending more. Typically, bigger is more, but you're not necessarily any happier. Now, of course, in a lot of parts of the world, people live in much less space, and I'm not advocating for that, but it raises the question, our pursuit of large homes, single-family homes, detached, on sizable lots, we're attached to that. I'm a fan, but are we really happier because of it? So here's my question for you, 437-1620. If you think about when you've been happiest in your life, is it when you have the big home you always dreamed of, or was it when you were in a smaller home, or maybe when you were living in a community setting like an apartment building or a dorm or maybe a frat house or something like that? I'm just curious your thought about this. Are we basically aiming at the wrong thing by having our life's ambition to have single family detached, large, with big lawns we have to maintain and separation from our neighbors and all the rest? 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John? That's John, right. John's busy thinking over there. He's got his lips all pursed up trying to figure out what he thinks about this question.
Trying to figure it out. All right, let's see here. We've got an accident that just happened on I-10 eastbound. Right around mile marker number 9, which is past the Pine Forest entrance in that construction zone. It's off to the side of the road, not causing any delays, but I wanted you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you if you're thinking about driving the next vehicle, you know, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. The cars that are 1 to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to maybe 40,000 miles is kind of their sweet spot. Cars that they're going to warranty, everything gets warrantied to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And if you ever wonder, like, how popular are they? How good of a business are they doing? And I don't just mean that they're selling a lot of cars. I mean, you know, who likes them enough to, for example, keep the license plate frame or the bumper sticker on their car? Because you can take them off, right? So who likes them enough to keep them on? Well, look around when you're driving. I know you hear me and Dave Ramsey talking about them, but look around when you're driving. And what you'll probably do, I mean, I've tried this, and so I speak from experience. The first day you pay attention to the bumper stickers around you, and you'll see a couple. I mean, maybe you see none the first day, I don't know. But you see one or two, maybe the second day, and then 3 or 4, and then 5 or 6. And then by about day 4-ish, 3 to 5 days in, it starts to feel like almost every car on the road was sold by Frontier. And here's why I mention that. Those are testimonials too. Those are people who are satisfied enough not to change it, and also typically satisfied enough that they go back, you know, they get car after car after car from Frontier because that's their business model is, we want you as repeat customers and we'll treat you so well that you want to come back again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, so my question to you, this is kind of a, I don't know, a be honest about it question, is, are you happiest if you've got a, you know, let's say a standalone single-family detached dwelling, you know, 2,000 square feet, 2,000 to 3,000 square feet. You're paying your big mortgage and you're paying your property tax and you're paying your insurance and you're hating the fact that they're all so high. Question is, are you really happy with that? Are you really, is it really working for us? Because I'll give you, this is the thought that I have. I love my life. I love my house. I love my family. But I also, I love being 30 feet, whatever, from my neighbors. Okay, I know them, but we don't know them all that well, you know. When I think back to times in my life where I have lived closer to neighbors, now that includes living in the mobile home park. That was something. When the neighbors are, I can still to this day, my wife and I joke about it occasionally. I knew them better, but, you know, the next door neighbor yelling for her son, Jeffrey, all the time over and over again, because that's life in a mobile home park, you know. When I've lived in apartments, the neighbors above are stomping and the neighbors below are complaining about your kids. Also, we knew them better. When I lived in the dorms, when I lived in the house after the dorms, we had 12 guys that rented a house all together for my last year of college. Man, the dorms are fun. You're watching TV, you're playing cards, you're hanging out, you're bumping into people. It's annoying. It's a small living space. In certain ways, it's very frustrating, but in other ways, it's very social. And there's always something going on. There's always somebody to talk to. There's always, you know, I miss the easy, natural relationships that you build with people in those environments. So community, multifamily kinds of settings that we all do our very best to escape, I think you can make the argument that those kind of settings make for better society, better relationships, also more irritation, right? Keep it down over there, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm just kind of curious, if you think about it, which one really makes you happy? The big home, detached from your neighbors on the third of an acre or whatever, and all the work that goes into maintaining it, or when you might have in the past ever lived in, you know, smaller locale, maybe you were close to other people. Which one works for you? 437-1620. John, you want to give a thought? You looked all lost in thought over there, and I'm asking you.
Well, I was, because, I mean, I'm just happy all the time, but...
Did you nothing box me?
Dang it. Yeah, well...
All right.
But, I mean, you know, like you said, the dorm life was totally different,
yeah.
And I loved it, because I've made so many friends that I still know 20 years later,
right,
and still are in touch with them. I mean, and that's why I keep telling my son, who's about to graduate high school, I'm like... You need to live in the dorm. That
experience, there's a vital experience.
Will,
yeah,
yeah, it changes you.
And frankly, our kids all stayed at home and commuted at UWF, so they don't have that. And there are downsides to living in the dorms. You know, there's a lot of partying that goes on. There's a lot of behavior that goes on.
Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
That's part of the appeal, part of the problem. It's Temptation Island, right? You know, and also, you know, is that a feasible model for an adult? You know, part of the reason that you live that way is because you don't have any attachments. There's, you know, very little permanence. It's, you know, I'm not saying that necessarily solved. I'm just, we kind of assume that getting the big house and living on our own is going to be the solution to happiness somehow or other. And I'm not convinced it is. And that's why, that's a fair question, because we built a lot of our society this way. David looked like you wanted to weigh in on that. David, was that just my Temptation Island comment?
It was just that. I was thinking, that's a downside to the dorms? What?
That's the benefit. I love that. All right, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hop Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at CareerSource Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Good morning, 8:25, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Monday, cold. Sunny and cold. 40 and sunny. It's just weird. It's an odd day in Pensacola. But I don't mind. You know, every once in a while, it's okay to get still not blizzard conditions. I'll take that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've just got that one accident on the books right now on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 9 again. That's between just right after the Pine Forest exit, but I'm not seeing any delays associated with that one. Looks like the rest of I-10, I-1s in 2990 are all back flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, we're talking about that thing just a minute ago. You know, what makes you happier in life? Is it the bigger house or is it living in kind of community living when you were in the dorms or whatever? And, you know, I mean, truth be told, we all wind up in the dorms again eventually anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
The retirement
village. You're right.
We're sort of, it peaked in our, you know, in our 40s and 50s, and then we're gradually getting back to the dorms later. I just don't think that the retirement home is quite as fun as the dorms were, you know. But I found my calling, though. I'm going to make a retirement center that is modeled on the lifestyle of the dorm.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, let's, you know.
I'd move there.
Let's drink and watch Letterman and play cards. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
Have you watched Landman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you see what they're up to in the retirement village there?
Yeah.
Looks like they're all having fun.
It seems to be... Well, let's just say that there's medical needs. All right, go on, David. What do you got?
Absolutely.
Why so much penicillin being delivered?
Well, the U.S. is urging Americans in parts of Mexico to shelter in place due to unrest after the killing of a cartel leader. Mexican security forces killed Mexican drug kingpin El Mencho in an operation that the U.S. apparently provided some intelligence support for. An armed man who entered Mar-a-Lago's perimeter yesterday is dead. He was shot by Secret Service agents and a sheriff's deputy in Palm Beach County. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says the suspect was armed with a shotgun and a fuel can. The president was not at Mar-a-Lago at the time. And the animated film Goat is the big winner at the box office over the weekend. It brought in over $17 million in its second week of release.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. A couple of texts, people commenting on this. Our home, no kids, no money, lots of carefree time. Now is just like college. that's right. Somebody says, let's see, most people were younger and had less responsibility in smaller spaces. There's a toll for larger houses. It's called responsibility for more things, and your disposable income becomes less as the abode needs more of your time or money as it ages. So 30 to 40, your bigger home's probably awesome. 50 to 60 starts to drag unless you financially secure and if you entertain a lot. Somebody else says, Andrew, when I was younger, I lived in apartments before. I hated it. I had to pay for a second parking spot for my boat, but at least three or four times a week, I was yelling at the neighbors' kids to get out of it. Lived in trailer parks. Those were better because most everyone kept to themselves unless we were all drinking on someone's porch. By the way, that's kind of the idea is, you know, out hanging out with other people in the porch or in the garage or wherever. Let's see. Now if I want, I mean, air conditioning is, listen, I'm not advocating for get rid of air conditioning, but not having air conditioning facilitates relationships because you're not hiding in your home anymore. You're hanging out with people. Anyway, this person says, now if I want to pee off my front porch, why not? Or set something on fire in the backyard or crank up the stereo and the grinder and the welder or whatever in the shop and not have anyone coming over to complain. I can. I live on the last yard of a dead-end road that has three existing houses and two new ones that are being built now. I shoot, I burn, I blare my radio, and I can run the neighbors, chickens, dogs, and goats out of the yard. I couldn't be happier. Part of, I feel like, my job a lot of times is I'm not trying to persuade you to do it a certain way. I just want to make you think about it. You know, I want to make you reconsider, not take the assumption for granted that the kind of dream you've been aiming at is going to produce the results you want. Maybe it will. But, you know, really think. Be deliberate. Be intentional. You know, kind of, you know, ask these questions and think about it. Oh, so somebody's already stole my idea for a retirement dorm. It's called the Villages. Is the Villages like a party city?
I know that they drive a whole bunch of golf carts.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know. It is, and I'm not aware of it. Oh, have you been watching baseball at all yet, John?
Of course I have.
Okay, I haven't. Oh, I don't have time to play it. And now I've wasted all the rest of the time that I did have. Okay, it happens. Hey, I'm still new to this radio thing. Every once in a while I do it wrong.
You're new?
I mean, I've only been doing it for like 30 years.
Okay.
I'll figure it out eventually, maybe. Sometime between now and the retirement village dorm style that I really do. But have you ever thought about that? Like being close to your kids, close to your friends, live together kind of, you know, for fun, like a dorm?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There are more than 500,000 homes and businesses without power because of the winter storm hitting the Northeast. There's a travel ban in New York City.
A lot of people around the area kind of comparing it to COVID times back in 2020. That is how silent it is across New York City.
Fox's Haley Meyer. Connor Hansen's at Reagan National Airport.
Nearly 20,000 flights have been disrupted across the country from this blizzard through tomorrow. And here in the nation's capital, the problem is no different. Hundreds of flights already just today. New York and Boston are much worse.
3 inches of snow are falling in some place each hour. Americans in several Mexican cities are told to shelter in place because of drug cartel violence after the killing of a cartel leader in a military operation. There have been gunmen blocking highways in several states. There are widespread school cancellations. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 37 degrees with sunshine. And, of course, we'll get to our full forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us here in just a few minutes. The Supreme Court striking down President Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs last week, ruling them unconstitutional. That could mean potentially refunds for businesses that have paid tariffs in recent years. Emily Lay talked with Channel 3, and she does run a local company that makes planning books. She says her products are manufactured in China. She has been affected by tariffs.
They were devastating to our company. They forced us to make impossible decisions, you know, either raise prices and lose customers or absorb costs that we couldn't afford. It was a rough few months.
And Lay has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration in relation to tariffs and says she believes that this ruling last Friday will strengthen her case. Discussions continuing over public beach access for Perdido Key. Escambia County Commissioners held a contentious hearing last week and made the decision made no decision, rather, on a customary use ordinance, but they did direct board staff to continue exploring options to increase public access. Commissioners agreed to ask the National Park Service to waive or reduce entrance fees at Johnson's Beach for county residents. The current fee is $25 per vehicle. The board's also considering selling a parking lot at One Beach Access and using that money to make improvements elsewhere. Residents on both sides of the issue spoke at the meeting last week. Property owners defending their rights, beachgoers arguing that access should be open for everybody. Well, records show that the former Gulf Breeze Elementary principal potentially could have been terminated if she hadn't resigned. According to the News Journal, Monica Garcia failed to report an alleged inappropriate sexual contact incident between two kindergartners on a school bus last August. State law requires mandatory reporters to immediately notify the Department of Children and Families. Instead, she reportedly conducted her own review and changed the boy's seat on the bus. Garcia said that she didn't report the incident because it couldn't be substantiated, and she viewed it as typical behavior for five-year-olds. Escambia County Fire Rescue held its annual awards on Saturday, honoring members for their courageous work throughout the last year. Fire Chief Adam Harrison said the event recognizes the dedication of the men and women that protect the community. Several awards were handed out to individual members and units. Channel 3's Sue Strawn served as the MC at that event. An Escambia Sheriff's Office vehicle was involved in a crash on Friday in Cantonment. Deputies say a car struck the SUV on West Roberts Road near Sutton Road. Happened just before midnight. There were some reports of injuries, but those have not been confirmed by the Sheriff's Office. And Governor DeSantis was on Fox News yesterday. He said the Iran regime is tottering. He pointed out that President Trump has said he stands with the people opposing the regime. The governor said he's expecting the president to follow through. He also said he doubts Trump would be able to make a credible nuclear deal with Iran because he said that's just not how they operate. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. They focus on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Let's see. We're back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a cool, breezy day today. Temperatures slowly warming up into the low 50s for your highs. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 32. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 57 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 49 degrees. Going into Wednesday, partly sunny skies, high near 69. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. A cold start to the day. Sunshine, 37 degrees. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. And your money now this hour, taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell. The Dow is up 16 points at 49,624 and a quarter points. S&P's up about a quarter point this morning at 69,0792 right now. NASDAQ is down about 0.2%. About 42 and a quarter points at 22,844,179. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, we are down a bit at 4.06%. Gold prices up 102.80 at 51,83.70. Silver is up 390 this morning at 86.24. Bitcoin is down by over $1,400 at 65,954. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is focusing only on life-saving operations as the partial government shutdown continues. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said on Sunday that FEMA is scaling back to the bare minimum and pausing disaster aid for long-term rebuilding projects. It's the 11th time the agency has paused long-term projects due to funding issues since 2013. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the issue of tariff refunds will come down to the lower courts.
Bessent made the comment on CNN's State of the Union after the Supreme Court ruled against most of President Trump's global tariffs on Friday.
The Supreme Court remanded it down to a lower court, and, you know, we will follow what they say, but that could be weeks or months when we hear them.
The justices concluded Trump overstepped his constitutional limits when he imposed the tariffs without congressional approval. President Trump hiked his new global tariff up to 15% following the decision. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. Shipping company DHL says it would play a role in potential refunds after the Supreme Court ruled against the president's tariffs last week. The High Court, of course, ruling 6-3 that the Trump administration couldn't use a 1970s law to implement the duties. DHL says they would play a technical role in the process, leveraging customs brokerage technology to track filings to ensure that if refunds are authorized, the clients receive their capital back accurately and efficiently. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Runners Association presents the Bay to Breakfast Trail Run Saturday morning. Enjoy the beauty and challenge of an 8K trail run and breakfast after the run. See runsignup.com. Friday through Sunday, check out the Pensacola Dog Fanciers annual dog show at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Enjoy the show, displays, and the health clinic. See PensacolaDogs.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm gonna ask you. This might be one of the weirder questions I'm gonna ask you, and I do not know what everybody's answer is gonna. I have no idea. So it's a weird question, and it's an unknown. But here goes. When you picture a year, how do you visualize a year? 437. Looking at John's face.
I've got nothing. I'm sorry.
It's like I just asked John to do calculus.
Well, I could do that. I know, yeah. Don't you do that for fun?
Yeah. We're like Benakis and Associates. We do long division for fun. Good Lord. Nobody does. Not even the people at Mathnasium. Love them. Okay. So
you're going to have to do a little more explaining.
All right. So, for instance, you might, as a year, you might visualize like a calendar, okay? You know, you might picture a year as 12 blocks of dates that you're moving through and you're scratching them off or whatever, okay? But I don't know. Everybody's a little different. So I'll tell you how I visualize a year. And this will give you some context. 437-1620. I am confident that I am the only one who does it this way. And for the life of me, I have no idea why I do it this way. But I know exactly how I picture a year. To me, a year is an ellipse. So it's a squish circle, okay, or a circle that you turned a little bit at an angle, 45-degree angle or so. So it's a flattened circle. And it's sort of like a clock where the very top, you know, 12 is like the first January 1st or December 31st. Okay. Here's the problem for me. The hands go backwards. It's counterclockwise. So for me, January is basically from 11 to 12 on the ellipse, not circle clock. And then February is between 10 and 11. March is between 9 and 10. So going around that way. So when I think of time progressing on a year, I think of like in the summer, it starts at around, you know, 7:30 and moves backwards to about 4:30. And it's sweeping across the summer months, June, July, August, like that. That's how I picture you.
Yeah, you're the only one.
I'm sure I am the only one in the known universe who does it this way. And I have no idea why.
That's why the months are numbered 1 through 12. I mean, there's a reason.
It's not clockwise for me. Again, it's a very firm visual for me that that's how the months work in a year. And I cannot justify or defend. I'm just telling you that's how it is. Okay, so now that you know my weirdness, 4, 3, 7, 16.
I'm still 20, like going backwards.
John, do you have a picture, a visual for the year of any kind? Because, well, you know, you probably have a picture of the week as a 7 blocks on a calendar or something like that. But, you know.
I mean, if you really know me, you'll know this answer. I concentrate on this week. If I can get through this week, I'm good.
So you don't have a picture
week.
For a year?
No.
A year's just a number?
They're all numbers in my head.
And that's fine. You know, there might be, that might
be
a common
enough thing.
But I'm
still trying to figure out your counterclockwise thing. When you go clockwise is the normal.
It's the backwards running ellipse of annual time.
But why? Why can't you go forward?
I've already told you like 4 times. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. But it's firm. Like whenever I'm thinking about months and quarters and where we are in the year, and we're spring, and so it's,
so
that's
what do you
the
call
picture.
The first quarter? Is that 12 to 9, or
yeah?
Why isn't it 1 to?
I don't know.
Oh boy,
4, 3, 6.
This is deep.
Well, actually, let's get a quick traffic break. John Dickens has traffic.
Well, how do I? Okay. Let's see here. We've got an accident that just happened on Kingsfield Road and Royal Fern Lane. Again, that has roadblock, and I'm seeing some delays associated. I'm still confused going backwards. All right. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Speaking of houses earlier, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you buy or sell or buy and sell. And look, you might be moving for all different kinds of reasons. You might be growing a family. You want a larger house. You might be shrinking a family, empty nesting. You might want a smaller house. You might want to be a condo. You know, you don't want to mow the yard anymore. You want to live around people like that. Okay, you want to move to the city. You want to move to the country, to the beach, whatever. She can help you with that. 209 homes sold last year for a week, every week, week after week on average. Okay, summer 2, summer 6. That's how averages work. But, you know, they sell a lot of homes. And sometimes it's just the, you know, knowing how to price it, let alone stage it, photograph it, list it, do open houses, all that stuff. But just pricing. She had one home that was a listing she took over from somebody else, which is unfortunately common enough. People don't sell with other realtors. And in a challenging market, you got to have skills. And, you know, some do, some don't. Okay. So she took over this listing and the agent said, good luck. You'll never get $499 or any more for it. And she said, well, okay, thanks. Listed at $625, sold in 10 days for cash. Now, that's not everybody. That's not going to happen all the time. But it's an example of how sometimes you underprice your home and it doesn't sell. So, you know, what is the skill? I don't know. But lots of experience gives you a great read on the market and knowing how to solve these problems. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 437-1620 is my phone number. If you want to weigh in, the question of the day is, how do you picture a year? I know it's a weird question. I know in advance it's a weird question. I have the weirdest of answers to my own weird question. That's why I'm asking. I do a counterclockwise running ellipse like a clock, but the goes January counterclockwise, January, February, around. So summer's in the bottom, winter's in the top. John doesn't have a picture at all. So anywhere in between any of those, 437-1620. Somebody says, I picture a year as 525,600 minutes.
Okay.
You picture that? Or you just know it. Which is fine, too. That's the way you think of a year. Somebody says, I picture a year by what music I was listening to. Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
So songs are like timestamp memory markers for you. Now, I do that with eras, not so much specific years. Like, I have to think about, okay, I was listening to that song by Van Halen when I was playing beach volleyball back, you know, and then, okay, I was this age. What year was that? I think of places or scenes more, but that's interesting that you timestamp actual times in the year like that. Let's see, like a racetrack, December on the far left curve. Okay, December on the far left curve, and June and July on the far right. Okay, so that's actually kind of similar to mine. The difference is that I'm 90 degrees rotated from you, and the track is still oval. And, oh, you know, I wonder if it's a horse racing thing for me, because horse racing is, or NASCAR, you know, goes around to the left. I wonder if that's any reason for it. I don't know. I really don't know why I visualized the year like that. It's a complete baffling to me. Let's see. Somebody says left to right and sort of away from me in a linear manner. Okay, so picturing it going left to right, like, you know, left to right on your dial, you know, as you're running across the field, but moving away from you a little bit. And then I assume you put months as markers in there. Okay, interesting. 437, 16, 20. I imagine Christmas. I envision Christmas, somebody says, as the end of the year and excitedly await, even as a senior, a break in the season's winter. Beautiful, stifling, beautiful again, then holiday time. Okay. John says, I picture the year as football season and then not football season.
Yes, I will agree with that. Yes.
Oh, somebody had a, I view this more as a comment on my own way of looking at the year.
What the Florida?
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. Don says, actually, not very different from yours, Andrew. Oh, see, there's two of us. The super weirdest people in the world. I think of a year like an accordion folded pamphlet spread out left to right. So a trifold, you know, I don't know if they mean like an old style map or if they mean like a trifold that you would kind of open up from the inside and going from left to right. Okay. Is January always on the left and is December always on the right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm asking, maybe your picture shifts as over time, like a scrolling through a zone, like a Price is Right game. So that now is always at the center of the trifold. And maybe now in January, you know, you actually have, say, I don't know, August is the left-hand side. You never know. People have all kinds of ways of visualizing things.
Mm-hmm.
John is so baffled. It used to be a calendar for me, but now maybe not. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm still... yeah, okay.
Oh, it was the Rent song, the 52,000 or 525,000. Okay, I don't know Rent well. I mean, I know it enough to now that you've held my hand. I didn't... No, thank you, I appreciate that. My visuals, October through February, white-tailed deer hunting, March, April, sheep's head fishing, April, May, June, July, various fishing, August is hot, September is camping weather. Okay. A year for me is 244 days, March to October 31st. That's our business cycle and season, the 4 months out. And by the way, I'm just telling you that as I'm reading this, I'm overlaying that on my squishy oval of, you know, like 10 to 2 kind of going around the year. That's how I'm thinking of the times you're telling me. That's our business cycle and season. The 4 months outside of that are just for holidays and hunting. The conceptualization is a triangle, and the peak is July 4th. Okay. Blue Angels weekend, and the corners are March 1st and October 31st. In the middle is everything else. That's interesting, a triangle. I love asking questions where I never know what people are going to say. Tax season to tax season, that's how I think of it. As a homeschool mom, years start in August and end in August the following year. Okay, all right. Let's see. Moving more along the lines of what a specific album came out, like 1994 Throwing Copper, 1984 Follow Leader. Okay, all right, I got you. It just, you know, this is why I love hearing that. I use my birthday's date, use my daughter's birth date as the way you picture the year. And I think of the year in season, spring, summer, autumn, and winter in that order. But no, like, picture of it, just kind of the idea of those seasons. There you go. Hey, this is one of those you can ask your kids, and then they'll look at you weird and be like, I don't know, some doofus on the radio raised the question.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1 bedroom apartments for $849 and 2 bedrooms at $1049 with no application fee. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
This Thursday at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Executive Director Bruce Cady and partner agency Waterfront Mission will share information about the impactful work they perform every day while serving the homeless in our community. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss Pep Talk Thursday at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by Tell Staffing and HR, empowering you to get back to business.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, ladies. It's now or never. Hands in!
One, two, three.
All right, John, earlier I was saying, did you watch any baseball yet? And you said yes, because there's been some actual games so far. And did you happen to watch the Cubs-Giants game? I believe this was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken about it. Did you happen to see this at all?
If it's not the Cards or the Rangers.
And you're not watching
Miami.
The Cardinals because of you. That's because of Talisha and Rangers for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't love the Cardinals. You just love your lady.
Right.
And
she
with her comes all the baggage that is a St. Louis fan.
I didn't say that.
I can say it as a guy from St. Louis. Okay, so top of the first inning, Cubs are playing the Giants. Cubs are up to bat. They've got a man on first and a man on second. Okay, so man, nobody out. Top of the first inning.
Harrison Bader has become one of the...
He's a Giants player now.
Over the years, one of the best in the game. Here's the pitch now. There's a fly ball into shallow right center field. That's going to fall beyond anybody for a base hit. And the Cubs have two runners at third. Here goes the throw to second. Now the runner slides in there. He's out. Now they got two runners at third. This is going to turn into a double play, or maybe even a triple play. Going over to third, there are two guys on base. And the backup runner who got tagged first is the guy who's going to be called out.
But yet?
And now the runner at third leaves the base, and he's going to be tagged out. It's a triple play to end the inning. Oh, wow.
Harrison that has got to be the strangest, and I know you can't picture it because it's crazy, but I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still trying.
I'll explain it.
All right.
You want me to explain it first, then you can do traffic?
No, okay, no, right, because it's I've five after.
Yeah, I know it's five after.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Seeing nothing's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, so...
going to say this is just preseason and people are...
I know,
you know,
and it's crazy.
Still rusty.
By the way, Meg says that she does her calendar the exact opposite of mine. It's same way, but opposite. Look, it's clockwise.
Yeah,
January, February,
what
March.
Normal people do. It's
okay.
From the top.
Hard American normal.
From the top of the clock. So I see...
January, February,
one
March.
Is January, February, and it goes all the way around. And I can visualize that. As a clock.
And John is saying yes, except that he didn't understand it before, so.
But that's okay, because I'm here to help John.
I love it. Okay.
I need the help, trust me.
Back to the Cubs, managing to run themselves into a triple play. Here's what happened. The runner, the batter, blooped a ball into center right, past the second baseman and short of the right fielder. So he was getting to first base. Well, I think it was the right fielder grabbed the ball and threw to third. And so the runner who was going to first took off for second because he had time to get there in the chaos. Well, and unfortunately got cut off. That's why you have a cutoff man. And throws back to second, tags him out. So he's out. First, the batter is out at second base on a bloop single. Meanwhile, you've got two guys standing at third base. Well, one of them is definitely going
to
be out.
Didn't they talk to each other or coach say, you guys, you might want to do something?
What should have happened is once the runner went to second, and he went second because it was open. So the runner who had gone from first to third, the runner who went from second should have gone all the way home.
Yeah.
And then at least they would have advanced. So no, instead you have the runner from second and third both standing, or runner from first and second are now both standing at third. They tag the second, the backmost guy out. So he's out. And then the guy who was at third and entitled to stay there wanders off the base, and they tagged him too.
It's the worst
base running play I have ever seen in my life. A triple play entirely composed of base running stupidity.
Oh boy!
And by the way, the box score on that, well, let me see. It'd be 9, Where'd the cutoff, man? It'd be 9, probably 5, and then 4, and then... Yeah, I don't know. I can't even figure out who would have been which player, but 9-5-2-4 maybe 3-4. I don't know.
Crazy, I know though. It's preseason, but dadgum.
Gotta have standards.
Yes.
Of course, I'm just excited the Cardinals won a game, and that's probably not going to happen a lot this year. 8:58 on News Radio 90. I mean, we can all say otherwise, but we know what's going to be true. All right, what else do we have going on? Oh, John, when I tell you to picture the Fruit of Looms logo, Fruit of the Loom logo, not looms, just one loom, single, what do you picture?
The grapes and the apple and, you know, just the fruit together.
Yeah, all the fruit hanging out together,
the guy with the little hat on, yeah.
And the leaf. And then, do you picture, you know what a cornucopia is? That's the tube horn kind of shit. It looks like a bugle, like the snack cracker bugle, but really large, the out of which the things are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you picture that or not picture that?
No.
You don't picture that?
I don't see that. Picture that. I mean,
a lot of people picture a cornucopia behind the fruit. It's a complete false memory.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The cornucopia does not exist. But now here, if I show you the picture, I know I can't do this on the radio, but if I show you the one versus the other.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, that's like a Thanksgiving picture.
Thank you. I'm just telling you, a lot of people, fake remember the cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom. And why? Well, because, you know, people have tricky memories and we invent all kinds of things and... You know, the mind is a weird thing.
It sure is.
Yeah, so, what else do we have going on? Not that. I'm going to promote something we did earlier in the day just because it was really interesting. About an hour ago, we had a really good conversation with Henry Kelly from Blue Wind here in town talking about the tariffs. And, John, would you back me up on this? If you wanted to understand the tariffs, what they were, what they are, what got struck down, and what the future holds, pretty comprehensive treatment of that, right? In about 15 minutes.
Yes, and it's up on the podcast page.
Up on the podcast page. Go look for it at newsradio923.com.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3.